I'm here with Alexander Mercurs, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, Don Trump Jr. has outed the quote-unquote whistleblower Eric Ciarmella, the worst-kept secret in the world. Trump Jr. has actually now said his name in a tweet. And we have tweets from Ciarmella's lawyer, Mark S. Zaid, which are really interesting, and I'll read you those. But first, let's talk real quickly about Donald Trump Jr. saying the forbidden name, Eric Ciarmella. And the tweet is interesting, but I like the article it links to and the photo in that article. So here's a tweet, Alexander, from Donald Trump Jr. Because, of course, he did. Alleged, quote, whistleblower, Eric Ciarmella, worked closely with anti-Trump dossier hoaxer. And it links to a Breitbart article. And the picture of that article has Victoria Nuland. The title of that article, Alexander, is alleged whistleblower Eric Ciarmella worked closely with anti-Trump dossier hoaxer. And let me read you the excerpt to that as well, so you can comment. Yeah. Eric Ciarmella, whom Real Clear investigations suggest is the likely so-called whistleblower, was part of an Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee of Ukraine. The reason Victoria Nuland's photo is there, by the way, is because in the email chain, she was absolutely giddy, absolutely happy that the loan was granted to Ukraine, as was her partner in crime during the Maidan coup, Mr. Jeffrey Pyatt, who is now ambassador of the U.S. to Greece. Alexander.
Well, I think, first of all, that Donald Trump Jr. should be congratulated for what he has done. I know he's been widely criticized for supposedly exposing this whistleblower, despite the whistleblower's supposed legal protections. As I have repeatedly said on these programs, as you have repeatedly said on these programs, this man is not a whistleblower at all. He is not exposing malpractice by the organization he works for, which is the CIA. He is informing on his ultimate boss, Donald Trump, and is doing so by leaking classified material, which is the private conversations, or not the private, the foreign policy discussions that the President of the United States has with a foreign leader, President Zelensky of Ukraine. And he's done that in order to, for a partisan reason, in order to achieve the eventual ouster of the President of the United States. So he does not deserve, or and is not entitled to, these whistleblower protections, these legal protections that he is supposed to have. And I think that Donald Trump Jr. is absolutely right to end once and for all this fiction that this person is somehow entitled to anonymity by publicly naming him.
Absolutely.
So that's what I feel. I feel that very. I think this is one instance. But I'm going to say I don't like to say this often. But I feel this very strongly. I think the way in which this man Ciarmella has been allowed to hide behind whistleblower protections when real whistleblowers have such a hard time, has been disgraceful. It's one of the most disgraceful aspects of this whole affair.
Yeah, look at what they're doing to Assange right now. A real journalist is...
Yeah. Assange, Chelsea Manning,
yeah.
William Binney,
Snowden.
Edward Snowden. These are real whistleblowers. This man is not a whistleblower. He is an agent. He's an agent of the deep state leaking classified information, which is a conversation between the President of the United States and a foreign leader conducted by the President as part of his conduct of the nation's diplomacy. And it's been done for a partisan motive in order to achieve the President's ouster. It is completely wrong.
He's a tool of John Brennan and a patsy of Adam Schiff.
Correct. Correct. You put it perfectly.
Boy, did he choose poorly, this guy.
Well, he chose very poorly, but this is where the link to the article comes into play, because, I mean, he's obviously also something of a fanatic in the sense that he's clearly one of those people who has completely committed himself, firstly, to the anti-Trump project, because he's obviously someone who is deeply partisan against Donald Trump. And he's also equally deeply committed to the Maidan Ukrainian project in Ukraine, which is where the connection to Victoria Nuland comes in. Victoria Nuland being Obama's Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, one of the key people behind the organization of the coup in Ukraine in February 2014, which brought the Maidan movement, which Chalamela and all these other people involved in Ukraine Gate are so fervidly supporting, and which has resulted in this total collapse of relations between the United States and Russia, which Donald Trump, to his credit, has been trying so far unsuccessfully to repair.
That's an excellent point, Alexander. Victoria Nuland, who was caught saying the famous F the EU on a telephone call to Yatsenyuk, yeah. who was yeah. the handpicked, who was going to be the handpicked leader of Ukraine after the
yes.
coup, as she
yes.
was talking to then Ukraine ambassador Jeffrey Pyatt. Victoria Nuland married to, I believe, Richard Kagan's his name, who's
yep,
one of the top hit honcho Robert Kagan, who's one of the top hit honcho neocons, one of the authors of the Project for a New American Century. I think your point is excellent, Alexander. And sometimes we forget the fact that when Trump was campaigning, and he was campaigning on a policy, on a platform of rapprochement with Russia, a lot of these crazy warmonger neocons who are foaming at the mouth for war with Russia, literally foaming at the mouth for war with Russia, were so freaked out by Trump even mentioning that he would engage in dialogue with Putin
yeah.
and try to maybe even solve the dispute in Ukraine.
Mm.
They hatched this whole thing. And that includes
exactly.
McCain, John McCain and Brennan and Biden. And of course, there was a lot of money in it for them as well.
Yes.
You know, Ukraine. So I think that's an excellent point that all these people are absolute maniacs.
Yes.
When it comes to Ukraine and Russia and Trump's decision to actually engage with Russia.
Exactly. That's exactly. I mean, no doubt Chalamela has multiple loyalties and agendas. I mean, there's no doubt at all that he's very deeply committed, as we said, to Ukraine, or at least to the present regime in Ukraine, or the Maidan regime in Ukraine, and to the policy of confrontation with Russia. He's also undoubtedly very loyal to Brennan, the CIA chief. He's immediate superior within the CIA and to the US intelligence community, which we know didn't like Donald Trump's policy of rapprochement with Russia either, and tried to misrepresent Donald Trump in consequence as a Russian asset. That was what Russiagate crazily was all about. Chalamela also has very strong links with the Democrats. He's obviously a supporter and has connections to Joe Biden. And I've no doubt at all that back in 2016, he wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. So, I mean, you know, he's got multiple agendas, but Ukraine is at the bottom of the whole thing.
And let's move now to Chalamela's lawyer, Mark S. Zaid, who also has multiple agendas.
Yeah.
Alexander, I am looking at a Zero Hedge article. Let me read it to you, and let me read you his tweets that have surfaced. This is the lawyer for Chalamela, the whistleblower attorney. The Democratic operative attorney representing the anti-Trump whistleblower vowed to, quote, get rid of Trump, and said that the hashtag coup has started, end quote, in 2017 tweets. Mark Zaid, the John Podesta, Clinton, and Schumer-linked attorney who founded the anti-Trump nonprofit Whistleblower Aid in 2017, tweeted, quote, it's very scary. We will get rid of him. and this country is strong enough to survive even him and his supporters. We have to. End quote. He also bragged Alexander about connections to John Podesta. And he also said, hash coup has started, first of many steps, hash rebellion, hash impeachment will follow ultimately, hash lawyers. And he puts another tweet that's in a response to a tweet from Jake Tapper, who's with CNN. So Alexander, yes. What do you make of Mr. Mark Zaid's tweets?
Well, Mark Zaid has basically, I mean, these tweets drop the mask. This is not a whistleblower and a lawyer representing a whistleblower. This is an agenda to achieve the unconstitutional, rather I should say the anti-constitutional overthrow of the President of the United States by the US intelligence community and its various associates and the Democrats and all the rest, because they don't like his policies. That's what it amounts to. When somebody talks quite openly about, you know, the coup, what else can you call it? I mean, it seems to me absolutely transparent. Now, I'm going to say something about Mr. Zaid. I've spoken to somebody who is an actual witness, was an actual whistleblower, and who actually suffered quite significantly for being a whistleblower. And this person has told me that Zaid's claim to be somebody who represents whistleblowers is simply not to be taken seriously. I mean, this person, he actually used to me the words, this person is the devil. Zaid is the devil. I mean, so far as whistleblowers are concerned, that's how he's perceived.
Mm-hmm. One final question, Alexander. I mean, What do you make of someone actually tweeting, this lawyer tweeting hash coup? I mean, it shouldn't be taken lightly. He's actually, this is a man who is actually saying that we should overthrow the U.S. president. I mean, he's actually calling for a coup.
Well,
he's
using
those words.
I know. I cannot see how any lawyer whose duty is to help with the administration of justice and the law can do that. Because to be very clear, a coup is an anti-constitutional, anti-legal measure.
You've grown up in coups. I've grown up in coups.
Absolutely.
We've seen the effects of coups. We've talked about Ukraine and
Absolutely.
The coup there, the effects that it
Absolutely.
Had.
Absolutely.
This is serious stuff. Turkey had a coup three years ago.
Yeah.
They had an attempted coup. This is serious stuff, a coup.
Oh, absolutely.
He just throws it around.
A coup is a terrible thing. As you rightly say, we both lived through them. I lived through one in 1967 in Greece when I was a child and I had the military police coming round to our house in Athens looking for my father, who'd fled, who'd already left the country, fortunately. And, of course, you experienced a coup. In Cyprus also, which led to a terrible war there. And in Turkey, where they recently had an attempted coup, there's been a massive wholesale purge and hundreds, perhaps thousands of people are still in prison. A coup is the total breakdown of a country's political, social and legal system. It is a disaster if it fails. It is a catastrophe if it succeeds, especially in a democracy. No, any lawyer should understand that. A lawyer who calls for a coup is not, in my opinion, a lawyer at all.
Doesn't seem that he's a serious player at all. It doesn't seem that he's sane.
Well,
yeah, I mean, he's just not right in the head there to call for a coup. I mean, that's my opinion, but just it's crazy.
Well, it is. It is completely crazy. I mean, he truly, generally doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, that's my view. I mean, he doesn't know what he's talking about. In that, I think he's one of these people who foolishly thinks that if you engineer the removal of the president of the United States through some sort of pseudo impeachment process, which you know deep down is completely phony and bogus. Somehow things will go back to where they were before the president came to power, and everything will be as it was before. I mean, that is stupid. That's crazy. Things never work like that in practice. If you remove a president on a bogus pretext, using a phony impeachment procedure, you are not going to return the country to the status quo ante. You will create a dangerous polarization in your country and will leave tremendous bitterness and anger, and you will have established a disastrous precedent whereby any elected president can be removed by the bureaucracy on the smallest pretext. It is the end of democracy in America. It is the end not just of democracy, but of any conception of America, of the United States, as a constitutional republic.
Isn't it ironic that they're calling for a coup of President Trump, and it's all tied to a coup in which Obama orchestrated in Ukraine, which destroyed the country, which really did destroy the country?
I don't think it is ironic. I think in the end it was inevitable. I mean, it's taken a long time to happen because the constitutional and legal system in the United States is so strong and is so deeply embedded in the political earth of the United States and, dare I say, in the belief system of the American people. But a government which behaves lawlessly abroad in its foreign policy, inevitably, at some point, the agencies of that government that are so accustomed to behaving in that way abroad are going to start behaving like that within the United States itself.
Excellent observation. Excellent observation.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
In other words, it comes home sooner or later.
It comes home sooner or later. It's a testament to the strength of America's democratic tradition and its political institutions that it has taken this long. But we're there now. It's come.
Alexander Mercurs, Editor-in-Chief of The Duran, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below and click that notifications bell to make sure you get notifications when we publish a new video. Check us out on iTunes and on SoundCloud to get an audio copy of this video and follow us in podcast format. Also, donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation means a whole lot to us and it really helps us out. And check us out on Telegram at TheDuran.com and follow us there. We're going to be posting all kinds of great stuff on Telegram. We're going to be posting everything on Telegram, actually. So subscribe there so you never miss a beat as to what's going on in the Duran community. And of course, go to the Duran shop. I will also post discounts on Telegram to the Duran shop. Well, maybe I'll post discounts for that Lavrov mug that Alexander is holding right there.
And I have to say, this is a fantastic mug. If Alex is going to post discounts for this mug, then you should rush off to buy them because it is a fantastic mug. I mean, it's 15 ounces. It's beautiful porcelain. It's a really elegant mug, and it's got on it the picture of a great man. I don't often say that about people, but Sergei Lavrov is not only the best foreign minister and diplomat in the world today, but he exemplifies all that real diplomacy is all about. I mean, he is truly superb. So we get inspiration when we drink from this mug. It makes us understand and think about the world more seriously and better. And that enables us to provide you with this detailed analysis, which we do on the Duran. So that's why you should have mugs like this. And of course, you've got all sorts of other great mugs on. Quickly show them. I've got several, as you can see, on my desk. I always do, by the way. So all fantastic. This is the mug with the emblem of the Russian Federation. This is the mug with the emblem of the city of Moscow. Double-headed eagles, as you can see. And This is my 100% cotton, absolutely fantastic, incredibly stylish, amazingly comfortable Duran polo shirt, which I'm wearing. And as you can see on it, we have embroidered the double-headed eagle of the Duran, which is different from the Russian double-headed eagle. We chose it because it shows, it looks towards all sides of the world. And we have this double-headed eagle on all our shirts, and they're all fantastic. We have t-shirts, we have short-sleeve t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts. We've also got v-neck shirts, hoodies, stickers, hats, all amazing products. As I said, some of our competitors are trying and failing to copy them. The feedback we're getting from our viewers who buy these amazing things, our mugs and our shirts and our other things, is just phenomenal. It's fantastic. People love them. So what are you waiting for? Help yourself. Help the Duran. Go to our shop. Buy these great things. Alex will tell you how.
Description box down below, you'll find the link, theduranshop.com. Alexander McCurse, editor-in-chief of The Duran, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.